Hey Schwert, tausch den ein.
Die Suje, ein Sofik Moizig der Ivada. That's according to Rabbi Nachmanel's Gursa in Lamed Gimel and Gala. Mar has Krivei de Rab Ide Bar Oven, Shochet, Vishava Adikla. From Machlaikis Neskois, the Vishava Adikla, the Krivei Enap. That's not relevant for us right now. Rabbi Ide Bar Oven, that we shouldn't discuss, that would be relevant for how one is, for how one can give Matanus Kevin Misa. But that's not for us right now. Shavak Dikla. Rabbi Ide Bar Oven, Omar Ano Kribna Tvei. Rahu Gavra Omar Ano Kribna Tvei. Lesoif Oidele, the Eu Korb Tvei. Oidele Rabchizde Biyode. So that's the Gursa of the Rajbam, Gursa of Taisus initially. So then we have, and that we discussed, we can discuss it again, but the gifts of Rav Chananel, the legoris l'soif odile, and legoris l'soif aisi sahade, the il krive, legoris curved fake. In Rav Chananel's gifts is also machlekes gifsois, exactly what the gifts is, but the major distinction that everyone has with Rav Chananel is that l'soif, it doesn't say odile, it's Libisoif Aisi Sahade the Korib, the Krivet. So Rav Ide Bar Oven had Adam. No, so he had Adam. So Lesman de Polo, then he gets the deco. Fine. Then the Machlekes Rav Chisda and Bai Mirava is whether he gets back payment on the payers or not. So Taisus Loshin is Vigirs Rav Chananel Nir Leridi Igit Legoris L'Soif Oydeli and Legoris L'Soif Aisis Ahadei Diyu Krive Legoris Kori Tvei Shleim Meidim Rav Shavidi Krove Tvei Yugavra Elo Meidim Shrav Idi Krove Vahu Gavra Loi Oyu Markirim Im Hoya Krove Oylav Loi Hoya Loi Shum Eide Kurva. So the Torah says, don't get nervous about the word tfei. It's the same story. That Rav Ide Bar Oven had Eidim, Eidei Kurva, and there was no information about the Muchzuk. So Lachaf Oitin Rav Chisda Biyodei De Rav Ide. The Havi Rav Ide Vadai Hu Gavra Sofik. Right, L'chora we would say to have a Rav Ide Moitzi Mecharol Raya. Rav Ide had Raya, and the Muchzuk didn't have a Raya. He had Eidim, that he was a Korev. So this is L'chora Merames to what the Rashba points out, that when Rav Chisda gave the Dekel to Rav Ide, he gave it b'toras a Sofik Moitzi Midei Vada. And then Tesh goes on to explain, Vahoya Rav Ide Tebe Gama Peiros. Came with Shehoida Sheochal. Rav Chisda Potele Bemigo. Rav Chisda said, there's no question that the Dekel belongs to Rav Ide. So it belongs to Rav Ide, either B'teras Raya. B'teras, I'll say B'teras Vada. I'm going to let him shout. But it belongs to me in Mavada. The pay raise, how do we know that there's a chi of pay raise? So the Vidi says that we only know because the muchzuk was moide she'ocha. So if he's the pot of lebe migo, he did boy omo le achle. He omo nami achle, he did the achle mehemen. The Rabba Vabai Sabra came in she'ocha al pay raise. The oidi chay l'shalem, v'loy mahemin b'migoy hoil v'karka yoytze mitachas yodoy, min adin de v'karka leko migoy. So the lashon of Rav Abayi on the peiros is not that it's a migoy b'mokay meidim, but it's a migoy b'mokay hoil v'yotze karka yoytze mitachas yodoy. Hoil that the Beis Din already paskened that the karka belongs to Rav Ide. We'll have to explain that. So I want to focus on one Nakuda right now. The Nakuda, not the Nakuda of the Peiros, maybe we'll come back to that when we do the next Sugya. One Nakuda of the Sugya of Ein Sovik Moshe V'dei Bada. So where does the Sugya become clear? It could be that in the Taish you could ignore it. You say it's lush in the Taish. But in Rajba, asks very clearly, Miu Kashuli Afilu Dikla Mai Moidei Bei Kula Alma De Mesalkina Leimina. Rajba's kasha is, why is it a dover poshut that after Rav Idi brings Eidim that he gets the dekha? Right? That's a dover poshut moed. Here's a Raya Vedas. Certainly the way Tish has the girsa is that Rav Idi has Raya of Eidus, that he's a Korei, and we have no information vis-a-vis the Mukhsak. So Rajba says, why is it a dover poshut? So the Rajba says, the Rajbam is Merames, the Rajbam spells it out also. Rajba's kasha is, he doesn't have Eidos that he is Zoicha. He has Eidos that he is a Korv. Alright? Nobody can give you other Korv. We have no information lagabe the muhsa. So Rabbi Brahman brings Eidos that he is that he's a son. That the Ramban says there are no children and he is a brother of the Nifter. Fine. But why is that Eidos a mizakir of Idi Baravan? So he says, Dilma Tabar Krivale. So what's the Rajbo's kasha? Rajbo's kasha is l'chayra. We should have paskin differently based on the first Mishnah in Shnayim Oichzin. Ze oimer Shnayim Oichzin Batalis. Ze oimer Kula Shuli. Ze oimer Ches Yishuli. Right? One l'chayra. L'chayra means that you have two muchzakim. L'chayra means you have one muchzak is saying, I picked it up and I was the only guy who picked it up. And the other one is saying, we both picked it up. So So what's the din? So on chetzir, where there's no machlokes, so that goes to the one who claims kulishuli, and then we rechayukin on the second half, because in the second half, b'shnayim echad b'talos machlokes. So what's the Rajbo's kasha? Rav Idi Barabin is saying I'm a korev, and the muchzak is saying I'm also a korev. Right now, the muchzak has to be masking that Rav Idi is a korev. Rav Idi says, I'm the only Korev around. He's not a Korev. Right? That's, again, the question. Can you say that the other person is not a Korev Bechlau? But he says that he's a Korev. And the Mukhzak is not a Korev. And the Mukhzak is saying, we're both Korev. Right? He can't say that he's not a Korev. He said he was a Korev. Nope. So that's Taka the Din of Zaymer Kulishu Zaymer Chetzer Shulim. So the Rajbo's kasha is that the din should be on the dekel. The din should be that Rav Idi Barovin is zeicha in half the dekel, and three quarters of the dekel, and the muchzak gets a third. They get a quarter of the dekel. That should be the din. That's the Rajbo's kasha. So Rajbo says, and the emes is that this is really Tosfos kasha. In Beza Medalef, in Bav Metzi. He asked a little bit different. Right? Tosfos asked the Kasha, why don't we say that Ein Sofik Moitzi Medalef? Tosfos' Kasha is, why do we take give the Muchzok? Why do we give the one that says Kula Shali? Sorry, the one that says Chetzer Shali? Why are we giving anything? You should be out of the ballpark. You should have nothing. Why? Because the one that says Kulishli is Avada. Everybody's masking, he picked it up. We have a suffix whether the Chetzishli picked it up. And that doesn't make sense. But Vadai, the Kulishli picked it up. So Vadai, the Kulishli, is a Muchzak. Or has a Schusen. With a suffix of whether the Chetzishli has a Schusen. So Tosfos says we have a sugi yiromis. Start with the yoven. Right? Lamedamal, that's really where the sugi begins. The sugi, the core of the sugi is sofek yoven besofek. That a person is nifter, and there's no question. The person is nifter, and there's no question that the yoven is a. Let's say it's the grandfather was nifter. Let's say put it that way. And there's no question that the yoven is taka a son of the nifter. But there's another Jew who comes forward. He's also a son. He's a brother of the yoven. And the yoven says that he's not a brother of the yoven. He's his son. Right? I just had a few weeks ago situation. Didn't come. He's heard of it. Somebody that was raised by their grandparents, ki'ilu they were a child. Right? I'm not sure if he's taking it. I think the woman was Mizan or something. And so she gave birth to the child. The child was raised as a sibling of the mother. Right? That's what can happen. If the grandparent, the alleged grandparent, dies with a lot of money, so this child is going to claim, I was always a child, I never knew. Later on, they were regaling the child that the child was a grandchild and that her older sister was the mother. Alright? So now this child could say, how you talking? Everybody in shul knew that I was just a very, very young child of the Ben Zakuna. Right? So it's mamish this case. So it can happen. Right? So that's the case of Sofik V'Yoveh. So Sofik V'Yoveh, the halacha is, Ein Sofik Moitzi B'Dei Vadai. Everybody's maskim that Yoveh gets the, is a Yerush. Everybody's maskim with that. Elamai, the question is, with the Sofik is a Yerush. Ein Sofik Moitzi B'Dei Vadai. So Tosfos asks the same kasha. Why do we say that anybody gets a revia, right? It should be zeva kula shli. The one that claims kula should get everything. Rajba asks a little bit of a different nusach. Rajba asks, why is our gemara different from the gemara in Shnai Meirchazin? So Rajba answers, Yeshloimar deshani hosam. The Hosam Nami Yisleh Beishutfusa Voidoz Baldin Kimeya Eidim. The Rashbam says that L'chari you have this, the exact same setup. The person who says Chetzu Shali, so he's claiming that he is a Shutif. And the Voidoz Baldin, that his Shutif is a Shutif. So it's Shutfusa Voidoz Baldin. So there also, the Muchzok is saying that Ravid is a shutter for them. He has Eidos that he's a Korv. So, just like in the beginning of Shnai Meirchzen, we said that the Zeh Oimer Chetzu Shali gets Ravia, we don't dismiss them altogether. V'afil Hochi Neitle Ravia. V'yeshloima D'shani Hosam. The cave on the loyidia milsa ella duhu maidale, loy misalkin and lemine le gamre. Amalocha, cave on the idea milsa misahade, miyad komle dikla vecheskas yeresh, the idach all of araya, the dami eloho, the armin and the yevamis. Gabi sofik the yavim, shabo lachim, minichse sabba, sofik oman of our misna, and Raminan the Nirse Kulu the Yavim Dino, we should have the Yavim Vadai, Hanoidela Kol, the Sophic Sophic. Vain Sophic, might be the Vadai. So what's the Rajbaz Teretz? Rajbaz Teretz says that in the case of Shnai Meichazin, the idea that Zet Oiver Kulu Shali is a Baal Boss, that idea comes from the Zet Oiver Chetzu Shali. But in the case of Sophic the Yavim, the idea that the Yovein is a Yoyresh, that's Noidel HaKoyv. So he says, our case, how do we know that Ravidi Bar Oven is a Yoyresh? That's Eidos. That's like Noida Bakoil. That's not based on the Haidah of the Muchzuk. So what's the Rajbah saying again? Rajbah is a Kasha. Three cases in Shas. Rajbah is the following Kasha. Why is it a Dover Poshut that Rav Idi Brahman gets the Dekel? Forget about the Peiros. Why is it a Dover Poshut gets the Dekel? We have a situation. His Eidos is only that he's a Yerush. His Eidos is not that the other guy's not a Yerush. So now we have two people claiming to be Yerushim. So we should say we have a choice of following two models now. So Rashba say we should follow the model of Shnayim Eichel and Metalis. So there we said that we know Vadai that the Zemer Kula Shali picked that we have two Muchzakim. Zemer Kula Shali is a Vadai Baal, so he gets half, and on the second half there's a Machlokes. Nope, same thing over here. Rav Idi Bar Avin is Vadai Yarshining, so he should half, there's no question. On the second half there's a Machlokes. Rav Idi Bar Avin says, I get the whole half. And the Muchzuk says, I should get the whole half. So in that, we should say Yachleiku. Elamai, what is the Rajbah? Says, no. Our sugya follows the model of Sotvi Yove. What does that mean? Our sugya is another din of Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. Because by Sofik Yove, what was the din over there? Sound the same thing. The Yove claims that he's the only Yarsha. The Sofik claims that we're Shutfim, we're both Yarshim. So, why doesn't the Gemara say in Sofik V'Yobeim that the Sofik gets a quarter? Elamai Ibadin. A Sofik Moitzim Deivadai. He gets nothing. He gets nothing from the other Yarish. What's Saga the Din? Why not? So, what's Ibn Azbi? Rajbah is explaining that it all depends whether you say that Sofek is Moitzi Midei Yove and I'm Moitzi Midei Yove. Right? It depends on how do we know the Vadai. Whether you say Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadai. If the Vadai comes from Eidus, it comes from a Yediyah Branan Sahade, then the Sofek can't touch him. If the Vadai comes from the Sofek, right? If that's how we know, if the vados of the ze oimer kula shali, how do we know the vados over there? What's the vados based on? The kula shali says I picked it up myself. The ze mechesu says we both picked it up. So less man the polling that the kula shali picked it up. How do we know less man the polling of Adim? Not on tzahadeh. It's only based on the hinda of the ze mechesu shali. So when the Vados is based on the Haidah of the Sofek, then we don't say Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadai. That's what the Rajbah says. Alright? So what are we marvia from this Rajbah? Number one, our Rajbah explains that the din of Rav Idi is not Stam a din of a Moitzi Mi Chaver Olav L'Chor. We shouldn't say it that way. That it's not standard din Eidos. He was Zeichem Mitam Eidos. That's what the Rashba is pointing out. He's not Zeichem Stam Mitam Eidos, because Eidos only tells him that Rav Idi was a Yerush. He's not saying he's the sole Yerush, he's the best Yerush, he's the Krivei Tzvei. That's what the Tosafos is saying. Even if you'll darshan Krivei Tzvei, it doesn't mean Krivei Tzvei. So once you say that word, so then you have to explain that our sugya is a sugya the dekel. Ramban says it's klapi the peiros, but not lagabi the dekel. The Rajbos is lagabi the dekel. That the dekel is also part of the sugya of ein sofek moitzim. So what's pshat now? Ein sofek moitzim v'adai. Ein sofek moitzim means we are moitzi. Based on the cloud of ein sofek moitzim v'adai, we are moitzi. Right? Because in our case, the Yoresh, not the Yoresh, the called the Muchzuk. We have a Vidi Brahman and a Muchzuk. Right? So Vidi Brahman is going to Oikmir of Chizda, What does that mean? That means he was moitzi from the muchzak mitam ein sofek moitzi midei bada. What's pshat? If Chizkiah would have done nothing, so then the sofek would have been moitzi midei bada. The muchzak would have been moitzi midei bada. So in order that the muchzak should not be moitzi midei bada, Rav Eli had to be mezake Rav Eli bar oven with the deck. So we have to understand what is the difference of whether the Vados is established based on Eidos, Baldin, Kemeirim, Dami, or whether the Vados is based on Eidos and based on Anan Sahade. What's talking the difference? But that's the Chiddush of the Rashba. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos on Bomotia, based on Aleph. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos asks, same kasha, I think it's the same kasha, but a different angle. What's Taisha's kasha? Taisha's kasha is what the Rajba took as a model. The Taisha's asks, l'chayre, it's the same kasha, right? I mean, ba'omko is the same kasha. Taisha's asks, why is shnayim oichs and betalas different than sadik v'yavim in Yeram Islam Medal? Right? L'chayre, we're in the same place. Why should it be that Zen Neitel Reviya? Why shouldn't we say Ein Sod Moitz Midei Vaday? Everybody's masking that the Kula Shali is picked it up. Everybody's masking he picked up the Mitzvah. Now he was Sofek. Did the Chetz also pick it up or not? No. Ein Sod Moitz Midei Vaday. I have a Vaday Baal over here. I have a Sofek Baal over here. I have a Yoven that claims he is the Korev, and I have someone who I know Anansari is the Korev. Everybody's masking me as the Korev. The Sofik is masking me as a Yoven. Says I'm a Kula Shuli. The Mechetzah Shuli. So then we dismiss the Sofik. He doesn't get anything. This is Kasha. So according to Rashba, it's not a kasha. Why? Rashba was Vazvitas, what the difference is. The difference is how you know the Vaday. In one case, the Vaday came al yidei hoidos baldin. So we don't say, according to Rashba, you wouldn't say a sofek moitzi v'dei Vaday if the Vaday did hoidos baldin. Alright? So we understand, but we were able to be magdir. Alright? What does Tosfos say? What's Tosfos teretz? No, Tosfos says that Vaday in Chetzya is not Melamed Bailus on the other half. Well, it's just Pirush HaDvar. Everybody's masking to one thing. Everybody's masking that the Vaday is Vaday in half the Talus. Right? What's the tzir? The tzir is that the one person says, Reuven says, I picked it up and Shimon wasn't around. Shimon says we both picked it up. Right? So we have Vada that Reuven owns half of it. Shimon says we both picked it up. Shimon is the whole story. We prearranged to pick it up. We decided to pick it up. We discussed how we're going to split up afterward. Ramama Shutfin. Right? So there's a Vaday, but Tosfos Teretz. Tosfos does not say, like the Rashba says, nah, there's a different case because we don't apply the rule of Eitzog Moitz Midei Vaday in this case. No, Tosfos Fakeret. Theoretically, we should apply the same rule. We can't apply it over here. Why? Because the Vaday is only in Chatzi. So the fact that he is a Baal over half, that doesn't teach you anything about the second half. That's goofy what we're arguing about. We're masking that he's a Baal and half of it. So because he's a Baal and half of it, that teaches me that he's a Baal in the second half. V'yishloim v'dhosim yovim shubinoi shel sabo havei vada yorshoi v'lo yoytzi ha-sofik mi-sofik momoinoi. Ain't Svara Mashu Vaday Bechetzi Shiyoyo Lechetzi Asheni. So Tosva says there's a svara in Ein Sovik Moitz Be'Yavadai is that my vados is moyel is moyel. It's helping me being zoyich in the second half. Ein Sovik Moitz Be'Yavadai is a svara that hayoyis that I'm a baal in half. It makes sense I'm a baal in the whole thing. Right? That's the lashon. Ein svara mashu vaday bechesish olu bechesish. Apparently, Tosva is saying that when it comes to Sovik Be'Yavim, there's a svara to say that if I'm the brother of the nifter, so I'm yashing the whole thing. Over here, there's no svara to l'chore. We're saying from the perspective of the teveya. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. Obviously, from the perspective of the one who says kula shali and the one who says I'm a yovem, he should be zeich in the whole thing. But apparently, from the perspective of the teveya, of the suffix, from the perspective, so Tosva is saying, from the perspective of the one that says chetzi shali, it's the fact that he's a baal over half has no ramifications of the baal of the second half. Mamash nothing. He's a baal of half because we were a mask. We pick it up together. But the suffix has to admit, apparently, that the fact that he is a Yerush, the fact that he's a Yerush, that means that he is Zechuyes to the whole thing. Apparently, Tosfos would say, in our sugya, Tosfos would say, and that's, I think that's, the Tosfos uses the lashon of Sofei. He doesn't use the lashon of Mitzvah of Raya. Have a he's saying this. That's the Maromokim. Tivam Islam Adalit. That's the Maromokim to this Tosfos. Same thing. Rav Idi is a Yoresh. There's a svara to say that because he's a Yoresh, he's zoich in the whole thing. Says, what's the? How are we going to be magdir this? So those are the two. L'chayra, those are the two ways to be magdir and sufik moitzim and Rashbaz Magdir it as a din that when the Vadai is known to us independently, Ayyidei Eidim, Ayyidei Sahadei, then we say Tzagmash Mirada. But if the Vadai is only known to us by Ayyidos, Baal Din of the Sofek, we don't say Tzagmash Mirada. L'chayra, the Hezbin, the Rashbaz is that you can't say, L'chayra, what he's saying is, you can't say that the Hidos Baal Din should accomplish more than the Baal Din wanted to accomplish. The Hidos Baal Din only wanted to accomplish that he's a shutif with me. It didn't want to accomplish that he's a Baal. So if the Vados is known through Anan Sahade, if the Vados is known through Eidos, he's an independent player. So he's Vaday a Baal over here. He's Vaday a Yerush. Right? But in the case of Shnayim and Vitalis, what made him a Vadai? The only thing which made him a Vadai is that we are both masking that he picked it up together with me. So how can my Hados Baal Din award him more than I want to be moida to him? I'm only moida that he's a Baal and Chetzi. So now you're going to tell me, well, we're both masking as a Baal and the whole thing. Is that true? Is that correct? But Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says that the pshat in a sofik moitzi midei vadai is that there's some kind of a svara that a yosem mabal over part of it. There's a svara to mabal over the whole thing. So that doesn't make sense. Legabe shnayim oichlin metalis. It only makes sense legabe Yerusha. So in the yeshivas they quote a Nachlas David that says we don't get Tosfos Teretz, the Bechlal don't get it. Why? It's very 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 similar to the case of Yerusha. There is a svara. What's the svara? The svara, his bailus on the talis is because he claims he picked up another guy who wasn't there. So his bailus is malamed al kula. It's only not malamid al kulay because somebody else is making a counter taina. So it's mamish the same din. This person's a yairish, right? He's only a yairish on the whole thing because he claims I'm the sole yairish. Because the yavim is claiming there is no brother there. So it's mamish the same thing. The yairish, the yavim is claiming he is a vada because he's claiming there is nobody else connected. And the ze omer kula shali is only melamed al kule because he's claiming. You know what else was there? The moment that you have another guy who says I picked it up together with him, the moment you have another yairish saying that we're both yarshim. So Nachlos David says it doesn't get Tosfos Teretz. Elamai, what if what's muchruch? It's muchruch to be machalik between Yerusha and Tzvisa Ba'aveda, Tzvisa Ba'efker. No, go ahead.
I mean, Tosfos bring in the first Tosfos on the Sogia, he brings that there's a Girsa of Likrive. Which would mean that there is no Yerusha going on.
Correct. That's why we're not working on Girsa. But that's okay. Why we don't want to get involved in Girsa. That's what we pointed out, that is a, once you say the Krive, then you're talking about Matona Kedem Misa. Right? Then you're talking about, that's what the Ramban points out in a few lines. So that's an important sugi, but that's not our sugi.
This chiluk wouldn't work if
yeah, correct. I'm being very focused over here. I'm picking I'm not picking and choosing. I'm just trying to be consistent. This sugi is a landmine of sugis. You have miga in the sugi, and anzad in the sugi. Go through the shorim. You can learn almost every zchus in two or three different ways. That's why I'm trying to focus on the sugya. I've been talking much about it. Mevari that sugya. So the mevari that sugya, we have to. And that's why I'm focusing on the dekel according to Rashbam. Right? According to Ramban, ain't talking much about it. He's on the papers. We'll come to that in a moment. All right. So lechari, you have to muchruf to say that there's that Taisha is saying there's a chiluk between the way that Yerusha works, right? And the way that Tfisa Behefker works. That Tfisa Behefker, apparently, my Zuchus and part of something does not relate to my Zuchus on the entire Chayfetz. But in Yerusha, my Zuchus and part does relate to my Zuchus and the whole thing. Right? The Chayfetz is Taisha saying. Taisha saying, Ein Svara. There is no Svara to say that the fact that I'm holding on to the half of it, so I'm holding on to the she'el l'ches yesheni. Apparently, the gabi yerusha, the fact that I'm holding that I'm yarshining part of it is a svar to yarshin the whole thing. So Nachlos David's kasha is, but that's not correct. That's only true if there's nobody who's arguing with me. The moment they have another yarshin, so vice versa, Tosfos doesn't accept that yisur. Tosfos holds that even if there are two or three yarshanim, they are yarshin v'chuloi. They're not yarshin v'chetzi. So those of you learning Geish Neuchlin will understand already that there's a machlekes rishonim how Yerusha works. And this is machlekes rishonim that Elchanan points out in Kovitz Arvis, but it's also formulas usually referred to in the yeshivas of Rav Chaim Zisoy. And it's very, very cryptic in the Chibur al Rambam. And Hilchos Trumas, in the context of whether an Uber is Yerush or not. And the way that it's usually explained is that you can look at Yerusha in one of two ways. You can look at Yerusha as if every Yerush is Yarshining. You have five brothers. So you can look at it, every brother as is a Yerush. Now I have to figure out what I do. I have five people who are a shutif in a piece of property. So then I have to divide it up. They're all zoich in the entire Yerusha. I have to divide it up, each one. Or I could look at it as there are five equal tainas. Each one is zoich a fifth. All right? Take a better example. I have a I have a person who's nifter rachmanot with any children. So now I could say, so now I have, or better yet, a person has children and brothers, and he has daughters. So I could say that I have yorshim of different sugim, yorshim of different types. Right? Everybody's yarshim. The nifter is everybody's yarshim. But there's halacha of a din kedima, that if a son comes forward, he gets it. He's kaitim, a brother. He's kaitim, a daughter. No son? All right. So I have a halacha of who, which yarsh. But the whole family's a yarsh. Or I could say, no, that's how it works. There's a son. The son is yarish. The daughter is not a yarsh. She's not a balas daughter. The uncle's nothing. Right. So Yochanan Vashman says that this is a machlekes rishayim between the Ramban and the Ritva. He has it in the Kovet Tzoros. If you have a person is nifter, and two people come to Beis Din to be Arshim. One is, everybody knows he's a brother. Everybody knows. Somebody comes forward and says, he's a son. Right, he shows up, could be who knows what kind of a son. So he shows up, nobody heard of this guy before. The brother says that his deceased brother told many times there are no sons. Guy shows up, she says he's the son. So you have a brother and a suffix ben. So what's the din? What's the din? So Yochanan Vassman points out that the Ritva says that it's they're both sveikis. And the Ramban says that the son does not get anything. What's Pshat? The Ramban says that the brother is a vadai. Everybody knows the brother's a brother. Ain't something voice with a vadai. The Ritva says there's no vadai over here. I have two sveikis. So Yochanan Vassman explains what's Pshat. Pshat is the Ramban sees that Yerusha is chal on everybody. Everybody's a Yarsha. After that did Kedima. So the brother's a Yarshin and the Yerush and the son is a Yerush. Right? Now, normally the din Kedima would go to the son. But the son's Kedima is a Sofik. And so he goes with Ivada. And the Ritva says the two Sveikas. Why the two Sveikas? Because the son's Sofik is Matal Sofik and the brother. Not that the brother is a Yerush and the son is a din Kedima. This, whether the brother is Yerush Bechlal depends on whether there's a son or not. If there's a son, there's no brother. He's not a Yerush. So L'chaira, Tosfos is saying, this talk is a Birkas Shmuel. We're saying now it's a Birkas Shmuel. The Birkas Shmuel in the Gimel Bav Metzia, you see the reverence that the Birkas Shmuel had for Reb Chaim. Talks about the Divrei Tosfos HaKedoshim and the Teretz Reb Chaim Kodesh. He says the Teretz HaKodesh and the Reb Chaim. He says there was a phrase that Reb Chaim had. But before we get to that, now we're explaining the different Reb Chaim in the Chibur. Before we get to that. Reb Chaim in the Chibur says that Reb Chaim's comment in the Chibur fits in very well with this Tosfos, and would be consistent with the Ramban. What's that? That we're saying that when it comes to Yerusha, so when the Nifter, when the Korev is Nifter, so Memela, all of the kids or all of the mishpacha become yarshim. So memela, when one person comes forward, when the yavin comes forward and says, and everybody knows he's a yarish, he's a vada yarish. His vados is takas svaris. You get the whole thing. His time, his the idea that he is a yavin He lechayr is zeich in everything. Now there's a sofek. Now there's a person who comes and says that he's really a son, not an enekel. I said, "Why to be vada?" But what's trying to say? Why to be vada? The vada has a svara to be zeich in the whole thing. The sofek is not questioning that svara. Nope. So his sofek cannot question the chazaka vados of the yerush. Of the yovel, right? So Tosfos is saying that's why he can't compare the two cases of here. Ein sofek moitzi midei vadai is when the tainas vadai, or when the status of vadai is taka relates to the entire properties in question, the entire moment. And now I'm coming to question that vados. It so happens that once I question that vados, right, so then it only relates to half of it. It so happens that when the sofe comes forward and says that now questioning your bilus over the entire thing, my question now relates only to half. The most I'll get is half. So Mimelin, so he goes with Evadai, because he already has a azchus lagabi the whole thing. The Torah is Yerush. Mashena Kain, the Zeimer Kulshon V'Zeimachetzer Shali. The fact that he picked it up, I claim the fact that he picked it up gives him no bilus over the second half. That's goofy what we're talking about. Whether his picking it up had relates to the whole half. That's what L'chor Teisa is saying. That means Mukhra to estimate this thing. L'chor, there has to be another Malach over here. Right? Because if we understand Yerusha, the way Rav Chanan explained to us in Kavos Haris, that it is a machlekes Rishonim, that means that Rishonim will say, the Ritva will say, that Yerush is not fundamentally different from Zerim Yerushim Chesishuli. He says, no. Once the Yusufik comes to Yavim, the Yusufik is undermining any Vados that the Yavim has. Why? Because the fact that the suffix shows up means that the yavim is only a vadei b'chetzia, not a vadei b'kula. It's not pshat that he's a yerish b'kula, as is all other alleged kreivim. Now we have to figure the din kedima. No, he is like the zeh b'chetzia shali. The zeh b'kula shali. He's claiming he's the only yerish. I'm claiming he's not the only yerish. I'm claiming that the fact that he says that he's a Yerush is only getting him half of it. The fact that he picked it up together. Mamasha said that's a Nachla David's Kasha. The Nachla David's Kasha is based on understanding that Yerush is like Tfisa Mayafkir. So in Mela, that's why he doesn't stand Taisha's Teretz. Taisha's Teretz is based on the Yerush. It's a different kind of a din. And we know there's a Machlokes Rishonim. So L'chayru and the Rashbah has a different approach over here. So L'chayru and the Rashbah's approach will satisfy the kasha of Tosfos, will answer the kasha of Tosfos shelo l'shitas. It'll answer the kasha of Tosfos according to those Rishonim will say that Yerusha is not going to say anything. Like Nachlo wants to know. So again, so what do we have then? So we have the din of Ainsovik Moitzim Vada. If we say that the model of Ainsovik Moitzim Vada, the place it appears in Shas, is in Yavam Islam Adalit Sovik V'Yavim. So depending on Yisend Yerusha, that will frame for us when we say Yisovik Moitzim Midei Vada. Right? If you say that Yerusha is that all Yerushim are Zeich in everything, like Rav Chaim says, and Rav Chanan explains, and but there's a Din Kedima, so Yisovik Moitzim Midei Vada means that the Sofei cannot undermine a Muchzakos that the Vada has Beteris Vada. And ad kerekach, that we will now be moitzi from the sofek. On the other hand, if you hold and memela, as Tosfos says, that a sofek moitzi mideivade means that the vados is a svara that why the vade should be zochen everything. The Sofek Moitzim Deivadai L'chayr, it's not a raya. The Tosfos Lashon is not a raya, but it's a svara. Migay is a svara. So the fact that he's a Yerush, he's Yarshing in everything. Membeli should be Zeich in everything. Is that true? Legabe, the ones might be a behefker. So, says, but if you hold that the way that Yerusha works is that the Yarshim are only being Zeich relative to the other Yarshim, that Yerusha is not Meichal as chus without a kinyan. That's what Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim says that Yerusha is Meichal Zechuyas without kinyan. So, when a person is nifter, there's a zchus Yerusha in the entire family. Kinyanim, that'll be based in Din Kedima. That's how Reb Chaim explains how an Uber can have certain halachas of Yerusha without any kinyanim. Because the zchuyas of Yerusha are chal b'shas misa, and zchuyas which are devoid of kinyanim. But if you hold that Yerusha and kinyanim ha'ayinu hach, so that means that when a person is nifter, so now those who are the closest kroivim al pi din Torah, so they are going to have kinyanim. It's not that azuchus with a kinyan; it's kinyanim finished. Kinyanim b'teres Yerusha. So then a suffix mitzvah nevah is not that my vados now gives me a svara to be gave the whole thing. So we have to come onto the Rashba. That a sofek midei vadai will work when, except for a situation, except for when the vados is based on a dos baldin, so then the hoydos baldin never intended to give that kind of a schus. So now let's go a step deeper if we can. So what is taka the yisoid of a sofek midei vadai? And that's another question. What taka is the chiluk between a sofek midei vadai and a midei vadai baraya? Right, we don't have time, but please take the next step. Look at the Ramban. The Ramban says that Lagabi the Dekel, I think it's on Mitzvah Melo Raya. But then he says Lagabi the Peiris, it should be a din of Ein Sofek Mitzvah Nevada. The Ramban says Lagabi the Peiris, so the Sefer of Chizda says that we have a Migoy. And Rav and Abaya hold that a migoy does not help in a suffix mitzvah devada. Right? What's the Ramban say? Ramban is saying, other Mishnah don't take this from halach. Other Mishnah bring up the Rashba. The Rashba, and this may be the Shitasa. The Ramban in Yerusha, taste the Ramban, hold the same thing like Gabi Yerusha. When Bela, their understanding of something else about it could be very similar. Right? The Ritva and the Rashba, so their understanding of Yerusha L'chara is different, and therefore their understanding of a Tzog Mitzvah is different. When Bela, the Ramban, who seems to be in syncretasis, so he, when he learns our Sugya, he says, L'gabi the Peiris. L'gabi the Peiris, the Machlekes of Chizya and Rav and Abaya, is whether you can say amigoy to help a suffix mitzvah nevada. The gabi the peiros seravidi baravin is vada. The other yarshin claims to be also a yarish. So the gabi the dekel itself, the Ramban says amitulam araya. The ravidi baravin has edim. By he becomes a muksok. So let the other yarshin be mitzvah bring a raya. But the gabi the peiros. So why should Rav Idi Bar Oven, why shouldn't he get all the payers? So the Ramban says, because according to Rav Idi, according to Rav Chizan, he's a migoy. Since I have no eidos that he ate the payers, that's his hoydah that he ate the payers. Then Mela, we should apply a migoy to be mezakeh the Bar Paluk to Rav Idi Bar Oven to get the payers. Says Rav Abaye, but Rav Idi is a chavada in the Paris. Right? Because I have Adam and he's a Yerush. I have Adam and he's a Baal of this car. He's a Baal of Dekel. The other man, the Bar Puluk, is a Sofek. At the time, he's a Tzviya. So now, says Rav Abaye, and Migoy will not help a Sofek. So Lechoira, that is in line with Taisus. Let's explain what we're saying. So look at that Ramban carefully. So what do we say? So now we want to go one step deeper. What taka is the way that we should understand the din of Ein Sofek Maitzei Bidei Bavin? What's the machlokes between? We explain the hechreyach of the Rajban and Taisus to have a different mahalach. But the din itself of Ein Sofek Moitzim Deivadai. Until now, we've said that the din of Ein Sofek Moitzim Deivadai, where it's being applied, is really a machlekes in Yerusha. It's not a machlekes in Ein Sofek Moitzim Deivadai. But once you have to be metaretz, the kasha from Bav Metzia, so in Mela we have two different Gedarim. So now the question is, can we go a step deeper in understanding the din of Ein Sofek Moitzim Midei Vada? It seems from the Rajba in our sugya, you look up the Lashon, but the Lashon seems to be saying that according to Rajba, Ein Sofek Moitzim Midei Vada is a din of Moitzim Cheva Ovarai. That Hayois, that Rav Idi Bar Oven had Eidim. So now, if the Bar Plukta has to bring a Harai that he's to be Moitzi from Rav Idi Bar Oven. So Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vada is simply, it sounds like from the Rashba. So Kashi is, what is the Nusach adding on to Moitzi Midei Vada? Sofek the Oven. So, according to Rashba, the Yovim less mandapolig that the Yovim is a Yarshan over here. No, Hamoitz Mechaber all the Raya. The Sofik has to bring a Raya to be so he gets everything. So the Yovim gets everything. So what are we talking about Moisif? Is it maybe not Moisif Nafir? Maybe it's a different Nusach for the Din. Zeimer. Right? So what's the Rajba asking there? That there we have a din of what's the Rajba saying? Ha moitzim mechamel v'raya. We have one person of muksa. Right? But they're both muksa. So you see from the Rashbam, it cannot simply be a din of a Masala Raya. You see, it has to be the Chiddush. And so the Moitzi Bidei Vada is not simply a Moitzi Mechaber Ol Raya being applied to Yerusha. So the question, what's the Chiddush? So the Rashba is magdir for us, a Moitzi Mechaber is magdir for us that that it applies when the Vadai is independently established, right? Then normally, apparently, we would say that if there'd be a Sofek v'Sofek, if their Bailus would be equally established, so we would allow a Din of Yachloiku. But a Din of Yachloiku will mean that the Sofek is going to be Moitzi from a Vadai, that you can't do. Toisvis Mahalach is Ein Sofek Moitzim Dei Vada means that if the Vada has a Svara that he's Taka Baal B'chol Dover, so the Sofek can't be Moitzim Yodim. That's the Ramban's word also, that Amigoi of a Taina Sofek is not going to be Moitzim Dei Vada. I can't bring svaris for a sofek to be moitzi midei vada, because soif the miga is building on a tiny sofek. So I'll say he's a neman. Miga is nemanus, right? So he's a neman, a tiny sofek. No, as was. So he remains a sofek, right? That's how the Ramban fits with the Tosfos. But again, what's the What's the yisoid? Ein safek boitzi bidei vada. Our Tosfos seems to say different from the Rashba. Our Tosfos seems to say that in Sofek Moitz Midei Vadei applies even when a Moitz Mechavel Raya would not apply. And that's when you look up at the Birka Shmuel, so he quotes Reb Chaim, is the Medayin from our Tosfos, that a moitz mechal raya would not, we would not end up being mezake, being moitzi, l'chayre, if our sugi was a sugi moitz mechal raya, so that's what Tosfos would say. Rav Idi Bar Avin comes in with Edom, so he's moitzi from the muchzah. The fact that he used the lashon of a sugi moitzi mechal vaday means that for some reason, Hamoitzi Mechal Raya would not be Moitzi this deca. So that's what the Rashba and the Rashba explains, and the Rashbam explains. Why is that? Because this is not a sugya of a raya. Why? Because there is no raya. When Rav Idi Bar Avin brings Eidos that he's a korev, he's not bringing Eidos that he's a korev and the other person not a korev. That would be a raya. That the Rashbam spells out in the Amud Beis. That's what the Rashba spells out. He's only establishing that he is Vadi Yarshan. But Hamoitz of a raya means that I have a shtar. What does a shtar mean? Shtar means I'm a raya, I'm a Baal Dover, and you're not a Baal Dover. Right? A shtar means that you sold it to me. So Mimela, a raya will always exclusively award it to to a person. The moment that it's not exclusively awarding it to the person, that's not a raya. It could be a svara, it could be a amigo, it could be given a nemonos. So what the Rashbam spells out, what the Rashba spells out, is that when Rav Idi Bar Avin brought Edom, so he brought Edom that he's a Yarshan. That's not a mitzvah of a raya. So that's the din of ein sofek moitzi minei vada. All I did is establish my vados. I didn't establish my bailus. I established that I have a tainas vada. So the pshat in ein sofek moitzi minei vada is that if I have two bali dinim and one's taina is a taina vados. Not a raya, but a taina vados. And the other one is a taina sofek. Right? The vadai is saying, I picked it up, and we're all masim, I picked it up. So I'm vadai a baal bas over here. I'm vadai a baal dover over here. There's a sofek, but he's a baal dover now. He claims vadai, he's not a baal dover. Less van de polig, the Rav Idi Bar Avin is a baal dover legabe de dekel. The other person claims he's also a baal dover. That's a suffix. So that's what the way that the Birka Shmuel explains Reb Chaim is that a suffix moitz medevane means that the toyin and nitan are tremendously out of balance. That the toyin, the suffix doesn't even have a doesn't his tviyas is. A weak tviya, but the vaday is tviya is a good tviya, it's a strong tviya. Two people come to it's similar to a bori v'shema. It's much more like a bori v'shema than a rosh over raya. So comes the Rashba and says l'chorid in the kudas ha-machleish, and the Rashba and Tosfos is on what basis is the created the imbalance between the two tviyas. According to the Rashba, if the imbalance was created because my vados is based on an ansahade, my vados is based on an edim, so then we say the two are tremendously out of balance. If my vados is based on the hidos baldin, so my vados is based on the same neamonos of the person who said who has a kind of suffix, then I can't say that my vados knocks him out of the ballpark. Right? So, in other words, before we said that that was not the intent of the hidos baldin, but now you can say deeper. You can say that the vados cannot be untangled from the suffix. The whole point of Mitzvah Mitzvah Vandai is that the suffix is not a player. I'm not a player. My vada is based on his taina. My vados gives them their honors. Tosfos holds that Mitzvah Mitzvah Vandai means that my taina's vadai grants me a svara of my zchus. So a person who comes into Beis Din and I have a svara why I should be zeiche in the whole thing, and he has and his taina again is a suffix. So our, let's put it this way, Taisha says the only time when I am seen as a vadai is if the vadai is a reason to be zeich in the whole dintar, right? But that's the nekudas hamachlokes. But the lechora the yisoid of a yisoid moish v'nei vadai is that the lashon of the Birkas Shmuel is that the suffix is not a significant tevian based in. Okay, stop it. Tomorrow, Ritz Hashem, we'll look at the Ramban. Tomorrow, we'll shear at the Ramban, say 12:30. Yeah, 12:30 is good. 12:30 good? That makes sense.